说请郭牧师来上台为我们传讲今早的信息。那他所要讲的题目是向众人行一切，好叫一些人得救。我们
Good morning and I greet you all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家来问安。
We thank God we can continue to study the book of Acts.
我们感谢神，让我们能够继续来探讨《使徒行传》。
The Apostle Paul had arrived at Jerusalem.
使徒保罗已经来到了耶路撒冷。
The title for this morning's exhortation is All Things to All Men to Save Some.
今天早晨我们所要讲的题目是向众人行一切，好叫一些人得救。
This title seems to imply that we are not to have any convictions.
这样的一个题目好像是告诉我们说我们不当有一些强烈的信念。
There is a saying from the world that may sound very similar.
在世上世人有这样的一些说法可能跟这个有点相似。
While you are in Rome, be like the Romans.
在罗马我们就活像罗马人。
The saying of the world is a saying from people with no Bible convictions.
世人所说的话那是由一些没有圣经作为他们教导的人所发的言论。
Rome was a city of great sin and debauchery.
罗马是一个充满着罪恶、充满着邪恶事情的这个城市。
So if in Rome it is acceptable to commit adultery, so let's say I'm in Rome, it's okay to commit adultery.
那因此在罗马，如果人要来犯奸淫，那是许可的。那因此，如果我在罗马，那我就来犯奸淫，那是可以被接纳的。
The title for this morning's exhortation is very far from that of the world.
那今天早上我们的所要传讲的这个题目是跟这个世人所说的事情是非常差距是天渊之别。
All things to all men.
向众人行一切。
This is what the Bible teaches us as believers to become.
这是圣经教导我们身为信徒的应当是这样来行。
Acts 21 verse 17 to verse 26 is a description of such an event.
那《使徒行传》第21章17到26节就是来描述这么样的一件事件。
When the Apostle Paul arrived at Jerusalem, the brethren, the Christians in Jerusalem, received Paul and his team very happily.
当使徒保罗来到了耶路撒冷，那在那里的这些信徒们他们是很欢喜快乐的来接纳保罗还有他的同队。
And the next day, the Apostle Paul went in with all of them and they visited James.
那第二天他们保罗就跟着同队的人就是去探望他们，那他们也看见了雅各。
This James is known as James the Less in the Gospel.
那这个雅各是被称为那小雅各。
He is the son of Alphaeus.
他是亚非亚的这个儿子。
The other James had already been killed by the enemy of Christ.
另外一个雅各已经是被基督的仇敌给杀害了。
And all the elders were present when Paul and his team arrived.
那所有的这个长老们都在场，那当保罗跟他的同队来到的时候。
And when he had saluted them, that is greeted them, he declared particularly what things God had wrought among the Gentiles by his ministry.
当他向他们来问安之后，那他就特别的提到说神是怎么样的在 这个外邦当中来借着他来传教来行事。
We know that the Apostle Paul was called to be an apostle to the Gentiles.
我们知道说使徒保罗被呼召是要成为外邦人的使徒。
And in the earlier chapters of the book of Acts, we know that the Apostle Paul also reached out to the Jews.
那在使徒行传的前面几章我们也知道说使徒保罗也向犹太人来传福音。
We know this because each time when the Apostle Paul arrived at a new city,The first place he went to was the synagogue.
而我们知道这事是因为每当保罗去到一个新的城市，那首先他去拜访的就是那犹太人的会堂。
After he had preached to the Jews, then only would he preach to the Gentiles.
他先向犹太人来传福音，那之后他才向外邦人来传福音。
Now to the Jews who are not believers,They still regarded any Jew who fellowship with Gentiles as unclean.
那对于那些还没有相信耶稣基督的这些犹太人，那他们就认为说，如果任何犹太人来跟这些外邦人来交界的话，那就是接触这些不洁净的人。
Which makes the person a sinner.
那就因着这样的接触，就认为说，这样这个人就会。是被看为是有罪的。
He cannot participate in anything that pertains to the temple.
那他就不能够来参与圣殿里任何的这些礼仪。
Except when he goes to the temple for purification of his sin.
除了说他去到圣殿去来领受洁净礼之外。
When Paul reached out to the Gentiles, he behaved like the Gentiles.
当保罗他向外邦人来传福音的时候，他就活像个外邦人。
He would eat their food.
那他会吃他们所吃的。
And their food would include what the Jews would consider as unclean animals.
那他们所吃的食物就会包括一些犹太人认为是不洁净的这些动物。
He would enter into their homes.
他会进入他们的家。
He would sit at their tables.
他会就是在那里与他们来共餐。
Paul identified himself with the Gentiles by his life.
保罗他用他的生活来与这些外邦人来认同。
Now the Gentiles had many idolatrous practices.
外邦人有很多这些关于偶像敬拜的习俗。
They eat blood.
他们吃血。
They eat food offered to idols.
他们吃那些祭拜过偶像的食物。
They commit fornication.
他们就是犯奸淫。
Fornication was not a crime nor a sin as far as the Romans were concerned.
对罗马人来说犯奸淫并不是有罪也不犯法的事。
It was part of their way of life.
那是他们生活方式之一。
In fact, it was part of their religious way of life.
其实那也是他们的信仰生活方式之一。
Because in their temples, they would have men and women prostitutes.
因为在他们的庙宇里面就会有这些男妓或者是女妓。
And so the Gentiles have that kind of life and thinking.
那因此外邦人是有那样的生活那样的心思。
Did the Apostle Paul also behave in that manner when we say that he became like the Gentiles to reach out to the Gentiles?
当使徒保罗我们说他就是活像一个外邦人来为了要来向外邦人来传福音的时候他是不是也跟他们来做这些有这些败坏的行为呢
Of course he would not eat food offered to idols
当然他是不会吃拜过偶像的食物
Neither did he eat the blood that the Gentiles would eat
他也不吃外邦人所吃的血
Of course he would not commit fornication
当然他也不会来犯奸淫。
But everything else that does not contradict the scriptures, the Apostle Paul would have no problem living like the Gentiles.
那些凡是跟圣经圣言没有相抵触的任何事情，那保罗他都会来跟这些外邦人来认同。
Based upon what God had revealed to the Apostle Peter in Acts 10, the Apostle Paul understood that as a Christian now, all unclean food, they cannot call unclean any longer, because what God has cleansed, no man can now call common.
那基于神向使徒彼得啊，在使徒行传第十章向使徒彼得所启示的，那就是没有样的食物是当被看为不洁净的，那只要是神所洁净的，他们都是洁净的，那因此他们也不需要拘泥于这样的，要守着不吃这一些。
This is something that we have to also remember.
这也是我们所当记得的一件事情。
The Gentiles here would refer to the world out there.
那这里所说的外邦人就相等于是这外在世上世界上的人。
The word Gentile sometimes could refer to us as Gentile believers when it is used in the context of Christian Jews.
这个外邦人这样的一个词有的时候也可以用来指着我们这些非犹太人的信徒，那特别是当我们当说到这些时候是向犹太人来说的时候，我就可把我们称为是外邦的信徒。
But at other times, the word Gentiles could be a distinction between Gentile believers and Gentile non-believers.
但有些时候这个外邦人也用来分辨说，就是那些在外邦的信徒跟那些外邦的非信徒之别。
And so in our context, when we talk about the Gentile world, we are also Gentiles, but we are using it as believers, and Gentiles means unbelievers.
当我们知道我们也属于外邦人，但是当我们在用这样的一个词的时候，那我们知道说是要来分辨说是信徒跟非信徒。
And we know that in our world, there are many different cultures for Gentiles.
我们知道说在我们所处的世界，那在外邦人当中有许许多多不同的这些文化。
You go to Africa, you go to Europe, you go to many different nations, you know that the culture is different.
那你去到非洲，你去到欧洲，你去到许多这些不同的国家，你会发觉说他们的文化都非常不一样。
And we are to be all men to all Gentiles.
然后我们是应当就是来向着所有的外邦人来按照他们的方式来行。
The main purpose is in order to save some from sin.
然后为的就是要来使到一些人来得救。
And the Apostle Paul had a tremendous and effective ministry.
而使徒保罗他就是有这样的一个非常大而有能力的有果效的这样的一个服事。
Many Gentile churches were founded in Gentile cities like Philippi, Thessalonica, and Corinth.
那有许许多多的这些教会就是在这些外邦人的都市里面来被建立就像腓立比、像哥林多等等的这些地方。
This is what we must also follow.
这也是我们当效法了。
As long as that culture that we are living in does not contradict the Bible, we are permitted to do so.
那只要我们所活在的那文化是跟圣经的教导没有相抵触的，那我们就可以照着来行。
And so if we are in a country where they also eat blood,
因此当我们去到一个国家他们也在那里吃血的。
Because their culture would see this as not a problem.
因为他们的文化看这是为不是什么不对。
But as Christians, we must refrain.
身为基督徒，那我们就不当我们就不当做这样的事情。
But as long as the cultural practice is not contrary to scriptures, please, you are permitted, according to God's word, to behave in the same manner as them.
只要文化就是跟圣经他们的文化当中他们所实行的跟圣经的教导是没有抵触的，那我们请记得就是我们是可以容许就是被来行那样的事情。
William Chalmers Burns, one of the first missionaries to China, he dressed like the Chinese in those days to reach out to them.
威廉门他是当他在中国早期在中国来传福音的时候，那他的穿着就像中国人一样。
He had pigtails because in those days the men had pigtails.
他也绑辫子，因为当时候的人当时候的男人都绑辫子。
Of course, he learned the Mandarin or Chinese language as well.
然他也学习就是中华的语言。
That would be one of the best and effective ways to reach out to them.
那是最有效的方式来向他们来传福音。
He looked like them. He talked like them.
他看来就跟他们没有两样，他的言论谈吐的时候也跟他们一样。
Was it a sin to have pigtails? No.
绑辫子是不是有犯罪呢？
That was how the Chinese men had their hair done in those days.
那是当时中国人他们是这样子的装扮。
He did not wear his Western suits. He put on the Chinese garments.
他没有穿他的西装，而是他就是有就是华人的那样的一个装扮。
Instead of wearing the Western hat, he put on the Chinese cap.
他也不戴他们西方人的帽子，也就是戴华人的帽子。
I'm sure many of us who have read his biography, you would see a picture of him dressed in that manner.
我相信如果你有看关于他的一些这些记载，那你会看到说他的这样的一个照片图片。
Of course, the Gentiles that the Apostle Paul referred to were Gentiles from within the Roman Empire, not the Chinese.
当然，使徒保罗所指的外邦人是指着在罗马帝国版图里面的这些外邦人，而不是指着华人。
So he met many Grecian Gentiles when he was in Greece.
因此他也遇见了很多希腊人，希腊的外邦人，当他在希腊的地方。
To know the culture of the country that you are reaching out to is a blessing.
能够来明白，来了解你要去传福音的这个国家，它的文化，那这是蒙福的。
The primary purpose is to remove every obstacle that might hinder them from accepting Christ.
那主要的目的就是要挪去任何会拦阻他们来接受耶稣基督的救恩的任何的这些阻碍。
We know that there are enough obstacles preventing a person from accepting Christ.
我们知道说一个人要来接纳耶稣基督是有许多的障碍的。
If by becoming like them without compromising God's truth, we are able to remove unnecessary obstacles.
那如果我们能够来跟他们来认同，而不就是在真理上来妥协，那我们就能够挪去一些不必要的这些障碍。
When they see how determined you are, just as the Chinese saw how determined William Chalmers Burns was, he learned their language, he dressed like them, he spoke like them, he lived like them. They saw his passion for Christ.
当他们看到你是怎么样的就是那样的真诚的来与他们来认同就像William Charles Burns 这样就是当他所活的他们所说话各方面都跟他们一样的时候那这看到说他是对基督的热忱
They saw how much William Chalmers Burns loved them
他们看到说他是何等的深爱着他们
He did not try to convince them to speak like an Englishman, to dress like an Englishman. He became like a Chinese.
那他没有叫他们来穿着像一个英国人谈吐像英国人，而他却自己变成了像是一个中国人。
It must have been so tough and difficult for him.
对他来讲，这是非常。不容易的一件事情。
To learn the language, to learn the culture, and to make, I'm sure, many mistakes in the early days.
要来学习他们的语言，学习他们的文化。那我也相信说，在开始的时候，他肯定是会犯许多的错误的。
But he persevered.
他却坚持下去。
It was said that only after 14 years of tireless ministry,That he experienced his first convert.
据说他是经过了14年不间断的，就是不辞劳苦的来服侍，然后之后他才看到他服侍的果效。
All things to Gentiles to save Gentiles.
为这要来让外邦人得救，就来行外邦人所行的一切。
All things to Jews to also save the Jews.
那为着要救犹太人，就行犹太人所行的一切。
Verse 20 and 21. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord, that would be James and the elders. And then they said unto Paul, Thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe. And they are all zealous of the law, that would be the law of Moses.The Jewish way of life. And they are informed of thee that thou teachest all the Jews which are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, that is the law of Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, neither to walk after the customs.
第二十还有二十一节这里就说他们听见这他们就是指着使徒雅各跟那些长老们那他们都因着听到保罗所说的就归荣耀给神那他们也对保罗说那你看见犹太人他们是当中是何等的对律法热心那这律法当然是指着摩西的律法那他们若听见你来他们听见人说你教训外邦人在外邦的犹太人离弃摩西那也就是说丢弃了摩西的律法那他们听到说你叫他们不要叫孩子不要行割礼不要遵守这些条规
There was an accusation against the Apostle Paul
在那里有人就是诬告使徒保罗
We thank God that the early churchwas founded with many thousands of Jewish believers.
我们知道说在初期的教会他们是由许多成千上万的这些犹太人来组成的。
And these thousands of Jewish believers, they continue to observe their Jewish customs.
那这些成千上万的犹太人信徒他们仍然是持守着他们犹太人的文化
They continue to observe the clean food and the unclean food they will not eat
他们仍然保有他们的文化习俗那他们仍然是不吃一些他们认为不洁净的食物那他们把这些食物分成洁净跟不洁净
They continue to practice the sacraments of circumcision and the Passover
他们仍然来遵守割礼，还有遵守这个 逾越节为圣礼。
In other words, they continue to live like Jews, even though they are now Christians.
换句话说，他们仍然是活，就是按照犹太人的习俗来活，虽然他们已经成为基督徒了。
Was it wrong for the Jewish believers to live like Jews among fellow Jews? Of course not. It was not wrong.
对于一个犹太人信徒，那如果他继续按照犹太人的习俗，就像其他犹太人一样的来生活，有没有错呢？当然没有错。
Because to reach out to your fellow Jews who are not Christians, you will not deliberately eat unclean food in front of them, even though as a Jewish believer, you know you can.
那当然对于一个犹太人信徒来讲，当你在犹太人面前，他就不可能会说吃一些他们认为不洁净的食物，那你会尽量就是按照犹太人的习俗来吃。
Because before conversion, the Jews would not be able to grasp or understand why now that you are a Christian, you are permitted to eat all kinds of animals.
因为那个犹太人当他还没有悔改信主之前，他是不能够明白为什么你是可以来吃任何的这些食物的。
Do not forget.That the Jews are the only people whose culture was ordained by God.
让我们不要忘记，唯有犹太人他们的这个文化是神所命定的。
And for them who are unbelievers to hold on to their Jewish tradition according to the Old Testament teaching is understandable because they have been observing this for hundreds of years.
那他们若是还没有相信耶稣基督，他们来持守这样的按照旧约的教导来持守这些的习俗我们是可以明白的，因为他们已经行这样的事情就是上百年上整千年了。
They have always been called the people of God.
他们一直以来都被称为是神的百姓。
And now in the New Testament has arisen another people of God, the Christians.
而在新约这时候又兴起了另外一群人就是被称为神的子民的那就是基督徒。
They also have a lot of obstacles that may prevent them from recognizing Jesus of Nazareth as the Christ.
他们也有许多的障碍拦阻他们来认出说拿撒人耶稣就是基督。
And so if you are a Jewish believer, you want to reach out to your fellow Jews who are not believers, you do want to insert more obstacles like eating unclean food in front of them on purpose.
因此如果你是个犹太人信徒，那你要向你的同胞来传福音，那你肯定是不会愿意说要无故的去增添一些的障碍，那故意在他面前来吃一些不洁净的食物。
After they are converted, when the Holy Spirit dwells in them, then you can teach them because by that time they would understand.
然后等到他们悔改了，那么当圣灵内住在他们心里面了，那你才来教导他们，那时候教导他们，他们就会明白。
And so there were thousands of Jewish believers in the early church.
那我们知道说初期教会就是有成千上万的这些犹太人信徒。
And they were all zealous of the law, which was correct.
那他们都为这律法来热心那是正确的。
But the rumor, the charge, the allegations against Apostle Paul was that he had been teaching all the Jews who had been living with the Gentiles.That you don't have to circumcise, you don't have to walk after the customs any longer.
然而在他们当中就是有人就是这样的造谣来投诉来诬告保罗说保罗在告诉他们说如果告诉这些犹太人说如果你在外邦人当中来生活的话那你就不需要给孩子行割礼也不需要遵守这些条规。
Now, this is a very fine line in doctrine.
那在这样的一个教义上，这是一个就是非常就是一个不容易分辨的一件事情。
If it is a Gentile believers, of course you do not need to circumcise or follow the Jewish customs.
当然，如果他是个外邦的信徒，当然他就不需要来遵照犹太人的习俗来行割礼。
If you are a Jew, then of course you have to observe your Jewish custom.
如果你是个犹太人，当然你就应当照着犹太人的这个传统习俗来行。
The Gentile believers will be taught to follow.The Gentile customs in which they live in.
那些外邦人的信徒，那他们就会被教导来遵照他们外邦人的这些文化习俗，他们的所生长的文化习俗来实行。
So if the Gentile believers were living or witnessing to Jews, what should they do?
如果一个外邦人信徒来向的这个犹太人来传福音的话，他们应当是怎么做呢？
Should they be circumcised in order to reach out to the Jews?
他们该不该要行割礼，好叫他们能够来向犹太人传福音呢？
Of course not.
当然不需要。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢？
Because...When the Jews insisted that Titus, who followed the Apostle Paul as one of the team members, they insisted that he should be circumcised. But Titus was 100% Gentile. The Apostle Paul put his foot down and said, no, he must not.
外邦人是不需要来行割礼，我们怎么知道呢？我们知道说当那些犹太人勉强说要提多来行割礼的时候，那使徒保罗就坚持不那么做，因为提多他是个百分百的外邦人，那因此保罗就不容许他这样子做。
The reason was the Apostle Paul wanted to avoid the wrong understanding that to believe in Jesus Christ is not complete, is not sufficient. You have to observe.Old Testament law of Moses in order to complete your salvation.
使徒保罗这样行是为了避免那样的一个错误的观念，错误的教导，以为说相信耶稣基督本身还不足够，还要来实行这旧约的这些律法礼仪。
But as far as eating the food of the Jews,By the Gentile believers, not a problem.
那些如果是要遵着就是犹太人习俗来吃喝，那么如果要行这些，那大没有问题。
And so the Apostle Paul basically taught Gentile believers, you follow your own Gentile cultures, but when you fellowship with Jewish Christians,Follow their Jewish culture without compromise.
那因此，使徒保罗就教导这些外邦的信徒。那当你跟犹太人信徒在一起的时候，那你就是不需要遵守他们的这些的礼仪，而是能够继续的按照跟着他们的生活习俗来与他们来交
流。But as a Jewish believer, you must continue to observe the Jewish culture because you are a Jew.
身为一个犹太人的信徒，那你就必须继续的遵循犹太人的习俗，因为你是个犹太人。
Even if you are a half Jew, half Gentile, you are also to observe the Jewish culture.
即使是你是一个半犹太血统的就是一半犹太人一半就是外邦的血统的，那你仍然还是要遵照犹太人的习俗来。
This was what Paul insisted when he brought Timothy along during his second missionary journey.
那这也是保罗当他在带领提摩太就是让提摩太加入他的第二次布道行程的时候，他就强调坚持要这么做。
Timothy was not 100% Jew.
提摩太他不是百分百的犹太人。
His grandmother and mother were Jews.
他的外婆还有他的母亲是犹太人。
But his father was a Greek, a Gentile.
他的父亲却是个希腊人，是个外邦人。
And Paul insisted that Timothy be circumcised before he could follow them in ministry.
保罗就坚持说提摩太要来受割礼，那只有受了割礼之后他才容许他加入他的这个布道的团队。
So as a Jewish believer, you must observe your Jewish culture with its proper historical understanding.
身为一个犹太人信徒，那他必须就是来正确的来行他们犹太人的习俗，有这样的一个历史的就是历史性的认识，来正确的来行。
For example,
举个例子来说，
If the Jew were to partake of the Passover,
如果犹太人他要来遵守这个逾越节，
Now we're talking about a Jewish Christian.
我们是在谈论关于一个犹太的信徒。
Now we know that the Passover lamb points to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道说这个逾越节的羔羊是指向耶稣基督。
He is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world.
他是那除掉世人的罪神的羔羊。
Now we know that an unbelieving Jew, when they take the Passover, they are still looking for the Messiah to come.
我们知道说那些还没有信主的犹太人，当他们在遵守逾越节的时候他们是仍然在等候着那他们认为还没有来到的弥赛亚。
A Jewish believer cannot have that understanding.
而一个犹太人信徒就不应当有这样的观念。
When a Jewish believer partakes of the Passover, he remembers that Jesus of Nazareth had already comeAs the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world.
当一个犹太人信徒他来遵守这个逾越节的时候，那当他在吃逾越节的羔羊的时候，他是想到说拿撒勒人耶稣基督，他就是那羔羊，那他已经来了。
It also reminds them of their departure out of Egypt.
那也提醒他们就是处理埃及的那一幕
That is believed by all Jews, regardless of whether you are a Christian Jew or a non-Christian Jew.
那是所有的犹太人都相信的，无论是你是基督徒或者是非基督徒。
But pertaining to the Passover, please understand the Christian perspective is not the same as the non-Christian Jew.
当至于说那对于这个圣餐的见解呢，我们必须知道说犹太人就是非信徒跟信徒的犹太人和相信主的犹太人，他们是不一样的。
Paul was very careful to teach this in the early church because Jewish believers.And Gentile believers coexisted together in the early days.
那保罗在初期教会当中，他非常谨慎的来教导这样的事情，因为在当时候，在初期教会当中就有这个犹太人信徒，还有非犹太人信徒，他们同聚在一起。
For us today, we do not have such a circumstance.
我们今天就没有面对这样的问题。
But our situation is not the same, but similar.
而我们所面对的状况并不一样，不过非常类似。
First, all things to Gentiles, verses 17 to 19. Gentiles referring to sinners out there in the world.
那首先就是十七到十九节，就是说到说，为这外邦人啊，就是那些在外邦世界的人来行各样的事。
Second, verses 20 to 21, all things to Jews.
那第二方面就是从二十到二十一节啊，就是为这犹太人来行各样的事。
In the context of our Christian church,
那是以就是基督教的教会这样的一个背景。
We apply point number two.
那我们就来使用这第二点。
Of course, we do not attend Roman Catholic churches and charismatic churches because these are churches of unbelievers.
然后当然我们是不会去参与那些罗马天主教或者是那些灵恩派教会的这些聚会，因为这些都是不信不相信圣经的这些聚会。
Let's say if you are overseas for a season of time like holiday or studies and you have a conservative Baptist church near where you live.
那举个例子，如果你暂时要到国外去，可能你去那里就是深造，那在那里就是有着保守的浸信派的教会。
And you attend that church, but you are a Bible Presbyterian in a conservative Baptist church.
那你去那里参与那样这个教会，那你是读信圣经长老会的会员，你去参加这浸信保守派的保守的浸信派教会。
Know their practices and know their doctrines. In that conservative Baptist church.
你必须知道他们所实行的也了解他们这个保守的浸信派教会的他们的教义。
You are a guest in their church.
你是不过是他们的教会的一个客友。
Do not sow seeds of discord in that church.
我们不要在那个教会里面来散播一些就是不和谐的事情。
For example, they do not believe in infant baptism.
举个例子，他们并不接纳就是为婴孩小婴孩来施洗。
They do not believe that any baptism is legitimate if it is not by immersion.
他们也不接纳说任何就是除了用浸没的方式之外，其他的洗礼他们都不承认。
Their understanding of the Bible is dispensational, not covenantalist.
那他们的对圣经的这个了解啊，他们不是以圣约神学的观念，他们是用那时代论。
They do not care much for the Ten Commandments. We do.
他们也不太理会那十条诫命，我们却在意。
So do not go to that church and try to turn them into a Presbyterian church.
我们千万不要去到那里要去改换他们成为长老会的教会。
What is according to scripture by your understanding, you hold on to them as a conviction.
按照你自己对圣经的教导所了解的，那你就持守这一些的信念。
And there will be many areas between a Presbyterian and a conservative Baptist that will be very similar. Fellowship with them on similar grounds.
那在就是我们属于长老中的跟这个浸信会的教会有许多相似的地方，那我们就以这些相似的来与他们一起的来聚会。
Those areas that differ, you don't have to raise it and bring it up and make it an issue.
那些就是有差异的部分，那我们不需要就是刻意的去提出来去把它制造成一些的问题。
Of course, if their elders and their pastors were to raise it up and have a quiet discussion with you, by all means, share with them.
当然，如果他们的领袖、他们的这些长老们，那就是私下跟你提出来、跟你谈论，那当然你可以与他们来分享。
But even if ordinary members were to raise it up and ask you what are the differences, you should not raise it up. You should just simply tell them, refer to the pastor, my views are different, it's okay, I will not discuss.
那即使是一些平信徒，他们就是把这些问题提出来啊，要来跟你来讨论，那你也可以就是告诉他们说就你也不应当跟他们来争论这些啊，你也只告诉他们说，让他们去向他们的领袖来请教。
With the leaders of the church, by all means, they are more mature, but with congregation members.You do not want to be used by the devil to start sowing seeds of discord because the rumor can begin that you are now teaching otherwise among the congregation members, albeit innocently.
当如果我们是对着那些领袖，那领袖在灵命上比较成熟，那我们可以跟他们来讨论这些，但是如果是一般信徒，那我们就千万不要这么做，免得被误会。虽然我们并没有那样的意思，但是却被人误会说我们在他们当中来制造一些的分歧。
So because of this false accusation, the Apostle Paul was asked by James and the elders to do something.
那因着有这样的一个就是虚假的控诉这样的一个诬告，那因此使徒保罗就受到雅各还有其他的这些长老们的邀请来做以下的事情。
All things to Gentiles, all things to Jews, and now all things for peace.
那前面是为着外邦人来行一切，为着犹太人来行一切，那接下来就是为着和谐来行一切。
What better way to shut the mouth of false accusation is by action.
要来就是禁止一些错误的这些言论或者说谣言，那最好的方式就是以行动来表示。
Paul could easily have used words and kept insisting that what they say is not true.
那保罗大可以就是用谈论的方式，那坚持说他们所说的是不正确的。
But it will just be the words of the Apostle Paul against these Jews.
那么做的话，就只有是使徒保罗跟这些犹太人信徒之间的争论而已。
And it will not resolve the accusation.
而这不会来化解当中的这样的一个投诉。
And so James and the elders made this suggestion to him. Look at verse 22.
因此雅各跟这些长老们就为保罗来提出这样的一个建议。那我们来看接下来的第22节。
What is it therefore? The multitude must needs come together, for they will hear that thou art come. Do therefore this, that we say to thee. We have four men which have a vow on them. Them take, and purify thyself with them, and be at charges with them.That they may shave their heads, and all may know that those things whereof they were informed concerning thee are nothing, but that thou thyself also walkest orderly and keepest the law.
22节，这里说，众人听见你来了，这可怎么办呢？那你就照着我们的话行吧。我们这里有四个人，都是有怨在身。你带他们去，与他们一同行洁净礼，替他们拿出规费，叫他们得以剃头。这样众人就可以知道先前所听见你的事都是虚的，并可知道你自己为人循规蹈矩，遵行律法。
There were four Jewish believers who were in the process of purification.
那在那里有四个犹太人信徒，那他们正是要来进行这洁净礼。
What were the reasons for the purification? We do not know clearly.
他们为什么需要进行洁净？那我们并不清楚。
In the Old Testament, the law of Moses, some reasons why people would purify themselves would include the end of the Nazarite vow, or the person was unclean because he came into contact with a dead person or a dead unclean animal.
在旧约摩西的律法当中有这样的教导，那当一个人就是如果他已经完成了他拿西尔人的愿的时候，那他可能就要要来行洁净礼，又或者是如果人接触到一些死尸或者是不洁净的一些死的动物，那他们也需要来进行洁净礼。
If it was the case of a Nazarite vow, the end of a Nazarite vow, then it is not about uncleanness.Like contamination by a dead unclean animal.
那如果是为了因为履行了这拿西尔人的愿而来行洁净礼，那他就不是像是因为受到这些不洁净的动物而使到他不洁净而来行洁净。
Paul was asked to join them.
那保罗就受邀说要来，就是被吩咐来与他们来同行这里。
By this action, James and the elders hope that the accusations would be rendered as null and void, because now they would see the apostle Paul himself keeping the law.
那是这个约。雅各和长老们是盼望说借着使徒保罗这样的行动的来表示的话呢，能够来化解这些的谣言因为这样他这么做就表明说他自己就是遵守这些的律法。
And concerning the Gentiles which believe, so we know these are Gentile believers, we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, that is follow the Jewish culturejewish tradition, except only that they keep themselves from things offered to idols, from eating blood, and from eating strangled animals with blood inside, and from fornication.
那至于那信主的外邦人我们已经写信拟定叫他们谨记那祭偶像之物和血并勒死的牲畜与奸淫。
And so Paulacceded, as you can see from verse 26. Then Paul took the men, and the next day, purifying himself with them, entered into the temple to signify the accomplishment of the days of purification, until that an offering should be offered for every one of them.
那当然我们知道说保罗就照着他们的建议来行，那就在26节给我们看到，26节这里说，于是保罗带着那四个人第二天与他们一同行了洁净礼，进了殿，报名洁净的日期满足，只等祭司为他们个人献祭。
All things to all men to maintain peace.
为着向众人来行一切事情，为的就是要保持和谐。
When it comes to personal preferences, not anything that is doctrinal, moral or ethical, we mustThink of the other person.
那如果是为着一些个人的偏好而跟道德跟这些信仰这些没有任何的就是抵触的话呢，那我们应当来为着对方来着想来行事。
Let us learn to give up our preferences and our personal rights.
让我们就是学习怎样的放弃我们个人的权益还有个人的偏好。
And be all things to all men to save some.
那我们做就是向众人来行一切的事情，为的是让一些人来得救。
The last days are before us.
那我们是面对这末日。
During this period of circuit breaker, it is even more important for us to think of others before we think of ourselves.
特别是在这阻断措施的期间，那更是我们更应当来思想到别人，以别人的事为先。
We observe and follow all the guidelines concerning safety measures.
那我们都遵照一些的条规，就是关于这些安全的措施。
These are not doctrinal in nature at all.
那这些跟教义是无关的。
And so we do our utmost to observe and to think of others first before we think of ourselves.
那因此我们就是尽所能的就是为着别人来着想，那先以别人为先。
Because we must always be first and last, always Christians.
那我们因为我们无论始终我们都必须是个基督徒。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典、满有慈爱的圣天父。
We thank thee for saving us in Christ Jesus.
我们感谢主，你在耶稣基督里拯救了我们。
We thank thee, O God, for allowing us to be a holy witness for Christ in the 21st century.
我们感谢你，你让我们在这21世纪里面来为基督来做那圣洁的见证。
What an honor and a privilege to witness for Christ.In this time of great pandemic,
能够在这样的一个时刻，在这个疫情的当中来就是为耶稣基督来做见证，是何等的荣耀。
Help us to be Christians who will think of others first before we think of ourselves.
求主帮助我们，身为基督徒，让我们就是能够。就是以别人的事为先，先思想到别人的益处。
Help us to be all things to all men in order to save some.
求主帮助我们来向众人来行一切的事情，好叫一些人能够来得救。
Forgive us, O Lord, of all our sins when we have been selfish.
求主，若是我们曾经是以自私的心态来行事，求主饶恕我们。
Help us to remove every obstacle without compromising the truth.That may hinder someone from believing in Christ.
求主帮助我们来除掉各样的这些阻碍，只要是没有影响我们的信仰见证，那好叫我们能够帮助一些人来相信耶稣基督。
We pray, O God, that Thou will be pleased to use us and make us a blessing to sinners and to brothers and sisters in Christ for Thy glory.
我们恳求主来乐意使用我们，好叫我们能够继续来就是为主做见证，带领人来归信你，来归荣耀于你。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵神圣的圣名，我们感恩祷告。
Amen.
Amen.